Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We'll talk more about Ohio State and Texas tomorrow night. We might get to them here in a few minutes as well. But Notre Dame and Penn State play tonight in Miami, 7:30 kickoff, ESPN. Mike Conte will be there. Just, I was thinking about this because Mike Conte obviously is the boss here at 92.9 The Game. We're trying to figure out all the logistics of tomorrow with the weather and all that kind of stuff. We won't be at the boat show, by the way, just to let folks know if you're planning on coming down and seeing us tomorrow at the boat show. We're not going to be there. The boat show is still going on throughout the weekend, so we still encourage you to go down there and check it out at the Georgia World Congress Center, but we're not going to be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. Dukes and Bell will be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead today, getting ready for the college football playoffs, so go down there and see them today. But they won't be at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw tomorrow either. So pretty much any sort of extra stuff that we had planned for tomorrow isn't happening, which means Mike Conte is having to figure out all the logistics, which means Mike Conte is not thinking about tonight's football game.
No, Mike,
which is good.
Yeah, well, that's what the ball, I mean, Mike has to work, obviously, like you said, we got a lot of moving parts as far as all the shows tomorrow, where they're going to be at is because of the storm and different things like that. But, you know, he's a nervous wreck right now because Mike.
No, I'm saying that's why it's good that he's focused he's always, on figuring out the snowstorm.
He's always nervous, but he don't have time to be nervous.
He's taking his mind
but
off.
But the thing about it is, how much longer does he have before that kicks back in?
I know.
You know, because
books a hotel room and cancels the broadcast, and then he goes back to being nervous.
He's down there. He's not down there by the stadium, but he's down there where most of the people are going to be right there at the Hard Rock Casino and everything. That's where I'm assuming both fan bases and everything are. Mm-hmm. And where he was describing where his hotel is, he's right there. And so, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun because these brands. And I know, you know, everybody's always talking about, well, so-and-so networks want these teams in and everything. The networks are out damn ratings, right? And these are four blue-blood programs.
Yeah.
So these games are going to be fine.
No, you know, they're gonna
you got Notre Dame and frickin' Penn State, Texas versus Ohio State.
Like, I don't know what the – if they could come up with their dream Final Four, I don't know, but this is close.
This is close.
This when is
you
pretty
look
close.
At the brands of these teams and the eyeballs that are going to be on this, please.
I think the dream national championship with these four probably is –
Ohio State, Notre Dame.
You think so?
I think so.
I was going to say Texas and Notre Dame.
I know Notre Dame's in it.
Yeah, Notre Dame's
in it. Notre Dame's in it.
For the dream scenario for the networks, Notre Dame's in it. Now – we don't have any stake in the network. We don't get any extra money if the ratings are high, so I don't think either one of us is too worried about that. Plus, also, the ratings are going to be really high.
Yes.
Who do you think is in it? Because I think Notre Dame's got a great chance.
I think Notre Dame has a great chance. I know that when we came in and we were talking to Mike, and I was like, yeah, I think Penn State can win this football game. And I still think Penn State can win the football game. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, and I know it's a coaching and the interview, I just really like this damn Marcus Freeman. I really, really do. I think this dude's a superstar coach in the making. I truly, truly do. And I think he's going to have his team ready tonight. I think – but the biggest thing is that they're going to – if they can't get the turnovers they got in Georgia, against Georgia, can they beat Penn State without
them? I don't know. Maybe. You know, maybe. Because I think that they're going to be able to –
because the turnovers were the biggest part in Georgia.
Oh, without – and the special teams
and the special
play,
teams
for
play.
Sure. But, yeah, those are kind of like – I don't want to say – obviously, every part of it is important, and they made the play and all that. But, like, that's kind of extra stuff that you hope happens, but you don't really count on.
Can you get those in this game?
Yeah, can you get those extra plays that swing the game?
Penn State has got to make Riley Leonard throw the ball.
And I think Notre Dame has got to make Drew Aller throw the ball.
I agree with that.
I think that's kind of
the crux of it. Who do you have faith? Because, I mean, Penn State has the ultimate X factor. Mm-hmm. They're tight end. Mm-hmm. They're tight end, and he don't line up in line. You know what I mean? This dude is everywhere. He might throw a pass tonight, Andy. They're going to do everything they can. They hand the football. Mm-hmm. They throw it to him. They let him throw. You know, and so how does Notre Dame go about combating it? Ain't no way in the hell he gets single coverage tonight.
No.
Ain't no way in the hell Warren's getting single coverage tonight.
No, and because of that, they're going to have to find, like you said, creative ways to get the ball in his hands.
Yes.
Because if healthy Abdul Carter's the best player in
the
game.
He's the best player in the game.
Tyler Warren's the best offensive player in the game.
Yes.
Like, and they also play for the same team. So that's helpful.
Yes.
And I don't know about Abdul Carter's health. Obviously, Jeremiah Love, the running back for Notre Dame. We don't know about that either.
He's playing.
Oh, they're both going to play. They're both going to play. But, yeah, I mean, these guys go to the press conference and tell us that they're great and all that stuff. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Gamesmanship. They want the other guy to think that he's great.
Well, I
have no idea how healthy they are.
This to me, what's the line on the end?
One,
okay. I can see
it. Notre Dame by one.
I can see it somewhere in that area. But I say no more than three. No more than three. Maybe a last-second field goal or something like that. I think this is going to be a damn slugfest.
No, I do too.
I think it's going to be a damn slugfest. And I think the quarterback that, when he has to throw the ball, can make the play, that team wins it.
Yeah, and I think Notre Dame was kind of able to do that against Georgia because of the inexperience at quarterback. They just stacked the box and said, we dare you, and it didn't work out. I think Aller's just been in so many more games. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have a ton of guys to throw to, but he's got Warren to throw to. And just kind of looking at the run defense.
I'm going to say
Penn State's got a significantly better run defense statistically
this season than Notre Dame has. No, Penn State's defense is rough.
They're very good.
But the thing, they get after you and do those things like that. And obviously, you know, we talk about the intangible, the turnovers, special teams, all those. I know how good Penn State's special teams are. I know how good Notre Dame's is, you know. But, yeah, but I think whatever quarterback can make plays on. And I'm telling you, I think Notre Dame defensive coordinator is one of the best in the country. If he lets Warren beat him.
Then
whoever the OC is for Penn State needs to maybe get some looks.
We think about coaching and big moments late in games.
I trust Marcus Freeman.
Oh, yeah, he earned it. In that Georgia game, all the little stuff he did in the second half.
I trust Marcus Freeman.
And how could you not? Because James Franklin, time and time again.
Coach Hot Sauce. Don't be saucy today.
Don't make Mike call him a Coach Hot Sauce tomorrow. Make Mike Conti happy. Get the win.